WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbite. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Bray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon and welcome to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
And my mic isn't on.
Steve's mic is not on. But that's Steve Ray over there, and we have Rob Linton on the buttons. Dave Enright is...
There we go. No, I was on Dave's mic, which he has turned off.
Oh, there you go. Dave is not with us today. He's apparently one step ahead of the law somewhere in the Midwest. Hopefully he'll be back next week to join us, but we're going to be taking your calls on Soundbites about computers. But before we do that, we're going to go a little bit to the...
Rob is still perplexed.
Very confused now. Very confused.
Nope. No, mic 4 is the one that isn't working. Mic 3 is the one that is working.
Mic 4 on the board.
So the boards are backwards. Yeah.
Something's backwards. It doesn't matter because now Steve's going to tell us what's going on in the world of Apple.
Well, we had an interesting announcement concerning the eMac this week, which Apple unveiled a few weeks ago for the education market. It's their least expensive G4-based machine running at 700 megahertz with a 17-inch flat CRT. It was initially announced to be available only to the education market because a lot of the schools like the smaller footprint and the lower price. Well, this week Apple unveiled that it's now available to the general retail public starting at $1,099. So $1,100, you get a G4 with a CRT, and we have them on display at Jesse Group this week for our Apple Demo Days open house.
Which
all this week.
All week long. Excellent.
You can get more information at 624-1920 or the Apple website and our own website at jessegroup.com.
Very nice. For those of you who are interested in going to see these new things, that's a public service that you can't beat. A couple of interesting things in the PC world. There are many, many viruses out there, so make sure that you are running the latest and greatest and most updated version of antivirus software. There's also a new one that seems to be cross-platform, Windows and Linux. So, you Linux folks, it's time to start paying attention to what's going on in your machine.
And the hoaxes are almost worse than the real viruses.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a virus going around that's a World Cup that purports to be some World Cup stuff. So if you're a non-American football fan, then you have to worry about that. If you're using Yahoo Instant Messenger, Yahoo patched all the holes in it last week. Unfortunately, they apparently missed a few.
I made new ones.
And one of their updaters actually was a downdater. It updated people to an earlier version, so I would suggest you check your version number. It should be 5.0.0.1065 or 6. But the downgraded people to 5.0.0.1036.
And I don't ever want to hear you joking about Mac version numbers again.
This is Yahoo. This is there's no J. There's no left elbow in there. It's just that. A couple of very important things that you need to know. Microsoft is turning up the heat on illegal copies of Windows XP. They are currently in beta for Service Pack 1 for Windows XP. We all know the traditional wisdom is you don't start running a version of Windows until it reaches Service Pack 1 level at least, where they fix all the initial release problems. Well, it's in beta right now, and one interesting thing is they have, as many people do, a list of the leaked Windows XP installation license keys, the fake ones where you can get a copy from a friend and use this fake license key or stolen license key and install the software. But now this new service pack will recognize these stolen keys and will not allow you to apply the service pack. It does not deactivate your installation, but it does stop you from installing the service pack. It also collects a certain amount of configuration information from your computer. The operating system version number, the product identification number, and that's the identification number that confirms you're running a validly licensed copy. up until this point, if you had a stolen copy of Windows XP, you had no trouble getting the patches and updates because Windows updates didn't check the validity of your license. But from now on, it will. So those of you who have been running on stolen copies, party's over. Time to call it a day.
The other problem that occurs is when a legitimate owner with a legitimate copy tries to reinstall his copy, say the hard drive crashed or you're buying a new computer and moving all your stuff to that new hard drive, it won't install because it says it's an illegal copy.
Right.
So you have to call Microsoft and verify through some secret knowledge that apparently they knew about your computer,
right,
that you are the legal owner of that legal registration number, and then they'll put you back in.
Right, and if you can't prove it, you have to go out and buy another copy. Right. They don't really care.
So, again, another form of copy protection that hurts legitimate users more than it hinders the actual piracy.
That's exactly right. And this will only hinder those people who are casual stealers. Not the really good pirates, just the everyday stealers. One last thing, Microsoft has turned up the heat on Hotmail users. Get it? Users of Hotmail, which is, of course, provided by MSN, currently can collect your mail from other accounts by getting it forwarded to the Hotmail account. However, starting on July 16th, you will have to upgrade to the $19.95 per year premium version of the service in order to continue taking advantage of this facility. The subscription service also buys 10 megabytes of extra storage space, which lets you save more emails and receive larger attachments. This is apparently yet one more attempt for MSN to encourage its 110 million Hotmail customers to start paying for the thing. Right now, up until now, it's been free. So
if it's just like $5, 110 million times $5, there's a lot of money.
That's $20. Do
right.
the math.
Right. Well, if they do it $20, more people are annoyed. If it was like $1, maybe.
Right,
know,
exactly.
Some stupid small amount people would pay.
That's right. $110 million a year isn't bad. Well, for you and me, for Microsoft, it's not enough. With that also has to do with our poll. We'll talk about that later in the show. Right now, we're going to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody, this is health and fitness reporter Liz Bonus. And if you need to watch what you put in your mouth and get in shape for spring, pick up a copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter. Those are free, brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printing.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, available at Thelma's Mastectomy Boutique, Park Avenue, the Kraft Antique Co-op, Westridge Road in Greece, Fonte Surgical Supply on Portland Avenue, Dr. Louis Catapano at Brighton Campus Chiropractors on West Henrietta Road, Palmer's Fresh Seafood, Jefferson Road, Rochester Clinical Research, Unity Health Systems, Women's Health Services at Wellstream, and the Vitamin and Card Outlet, Baytown Plaza, Webster.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
I try. Every time I shop at a Land's End Inlet, I forget to buy anything for that really important guy in my life. You know, best of intentions, then, oops, bought myself capri pants. Well, now I can make amends at the incredible Land's End menswear event. From June 6th to the 16th, your nearby Land's End Inlet has menswear that men wear at really great prices, like overstocked dress shirts, ties, casual pants, just $12.50, plus 30% off already reduced prices on all other overstocked men's clothing. All guaranteed, period. You can even pick up a classic Land's End bestseller, like the mesh polo shirt, a really popular item straight from the catalog that you can see, feel, try, and buy for just $19.50. And starting June 8th, buy two or more and save $2.50 on each mesh polo. So buy the guy in your life something great at the Land's End menswear event, June 6th to the 16th at your nearby Land's End Inlet. So where can you find the Land's End Inlet? In Rochester, off I-390, take Highland Drive exit north to the Land's End Inlet on the northwest side of Marketplace Mall.
So, how about you and I getting together?
I don't know. I have to get up early.
Ma, I'm on the phone!
Oh, sorry, dear. You live at home?
Looking for a home? Click on to Realtor.com and search over 1.3 million current home listings. Plus, you can find useful information on schools, financing, even take virtual tours. And when you're ready, you can click and connect with a Realtor.
Hello? Are you still there?
Yes, dear, I'm right here.
Realtor.com. It's the place to start when you start looking for a home. I'm David Orrick, and I want you to take the Orrick Challenge. Here's how it works. I'll send you my 8-pound Orrick XL hotel vacuum risk-free for 15 days, and I'll send you an extra bag. Vacuum your carpet with your present vacuum, and then vacuum again with mine. Open the bag, and you'll be amazed at what my Orrick XL, even at 8 pounds, picks up. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200, and take the Orrick Challenge.
America's longest-running computer radio show is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
It's true. I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we have Rob the Hulk Linton on the buttons. You should have seen him during the break, manhandling gigantic microphone stands around, hauling them left and right with this determined look on his face. My hero. And did you hear that list of our advertisers? I want to thank each and every one
thank
of
you,
them
thank you.
Personally from the bottom of whatever it is I have on me. And we're going to go to the phones now, and we're going to talk to Kurt from Irondequoit. Welcome, Kurt. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Hi. My BestJet 500 printer died. It's the mechanical parts died off. I'm looking for a new printer, and I'm wondering what cartridges can be refilled. I see that some of them can't be.
Virtually no cartridge should be refilled. All the manufacturers say don't refill the cartridge.
Oh, I know.
The conspiracists among us say that's so they can make more money on the cartridge, on selling their own brand cartridges. There are equivalent generic brand cartridges for many printers that you can find on around the Internet.
That's cheaper.
Cheaper, but right, not either an HP brand or an Epson brand.
Right.
I know specifically the Epson cartridges have little chips in them to monitor ink flow, so it can more accurately tell you when it's out of ink, rather than you just notice it doesn't print anything on the paper.
Part of the problem with the refill cartridges is that, A, many of us do not have steady hands, and B, many of the inks used are not of a very high quality. That's part of what costs less.
Mm.
And it's like the old days when we had dot matrix printers. You could get these really cheap replacement ribbons that had no lubricant in them. So you saved $2 on the ribbon and blew out a $200 printhead.
Yeah, it's true.
And the same thing we're finding happens to a lot of people who go real cheap on the refills. It just, the head gets clogged up, you can't clean it out anymore, and you've ruined the printhead. So there comes a point where you're penny wise and pound foolish.
And most of the inkjet printers are designed almost to be disposable, so that when they wear out in 6 months to a year, there's a better one for a cheaper price anyway.
Right.
In fact, one of my great things that I've read is that there's a model printer, I forget who makes it, but it's like $49, and it comes with ink. To buy a replacement black and color cartridge is $50.
Right, you can actually buy a new printer for the cost of the replacement cartridges.
Right.
Right. But there are some very good brands out there. We've already mentioned HP and Epson, very good. Lexmark makes some nice stuff. So there's all kinds of good systems out there. But I would think less about refilling cartridges than I would about something like, for example, do you have kids?
No.
Then you're not that worried about color printing.
Well, yeah, I do a lot of color printing.
Okay.
I have a Lexmark that, when I refill it, works pretty well, but it's only 600 dots per inch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One of the things you can look at is a printer that has four separate
right.
ink tanks instead of a single color cartridge. It splits out the cyan, magenta, yellow into four tanks, mm-hmm. and then the black. So they're cheaper to replace, and you're only replacing the one cartridge that has run out and not all three colors when only one of them is gone.
Right. Most of the reason people like to refill is because, you know, they've run out of yellow, but the red and the black are still good.
Well, and also you save a lot of money.
Well, but you just heard what we said about saving that money.
Yeah, but like with this desk jet, I can refill a cartridge maybe five or six times, and it costs, what, a quarter?
Okay.
And you get a lot of black.
Then you should do it.
Okay.
You know, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm just saying it.
Right.
If you use the higher quality refills, you're going to have less trouble than the cheap refills.
Well, that's true. Well, thank you.
Okie doke.
Bye.
Thanks. Our next caller is Steve from Henrietta. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
Yeah, it really is a great show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Quick question. I'm thinking of getting Roadrunner with a router for two laptops. Can I disconnect either end of the router and then reconnect it when I want to? Is there a downside to that?
It'll take a minute or two for it to reconnect.
Sometimes you even have to turn off your cable modem so it knows that now when the router comes on to give it a new address.
Right, but other than that, there's no real downside, no.
Oh, okay.
But why do you feel the need to turn it off?
Yeah, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. Just because of the stuff going on out there. I know I'm going to get antivirus software. And the router is going to have antivirus software in it, hopefully.
Well, and what you really want to get is not just a router, but a router firewall.
I see.
That's going to cost a little more, but what it does is it locks down a lot of the ports that the script kiddies try to get in on.
I see.
And if you're using laptops or even desktops these days, you can think about wireless routers and then not be tied down to wires.
Right.
I see. So there really isn't any good reason to disconnect it.
Not once. It depends. Now, for example, I bought a Linksys router. Right out of the box, it did everything I needed to do to protect my system. I plugged it into the cable modem, I plugged my machines in, and I was going without a problem. So, you know, when you get a brand like that, you find that it's already properly set up. There's very little or nothing you have to do to it. And I've been safe and secure since day one.
One of the things you might want to think about, depending on the wiring in your house, is during thunderstorms to unplug the coax, unplug the Ethernet, unplug the power. Just like we've always said, unplug your phone line to the computer to prevent a problem. We had a customer come in last week where the some sort of a surge came through the Ethernet port, made it through the cable modem okay, but blew the Ethernet port on their laptop, $1,000 for a new motherboard.
Right.
I see.
So you might want to think about that, but other than that, you're good to go.
Thank you very much.
Okie doke.
Right.
Thanks, Steve. Our next caller, Sam from Rochester. Welcome, Sam. What's your question?
Yeah, hi, Nick. I hope this is an easy one for you. It should be.
Me too. Thanks.
Let's see. I have a problem when I'm trying to save files with Excel. Every time I do a save as, it just doesn't do anything. I can save a file by doing a save, but I can't change the file name by doing a save as.
It ignores the command, or the window comes up and doesn't let you do anything?
No, it ignores the command. The pop-up box doesn't even come up.
What antivirus program are you running?
McAfee.
When was the last time you updated it?
It's probably been...
Yeah, that's bad. This is actually a known virus.
Oh.
And this virus does many other very, very bad things if it goes off. So my suggestion is that you immediately update to the latest version of McAfee, do a thorough scan of every file, not just the program files, every file on your drives.
Okay.
All your drives.
One quick test is that most of the macro viruses that work in Excel and Word, the first thing they do is turn off the macro command so you can't get into it to shut
right.
down the virus.
Right. So you can see, take a look and see if the macro command is disabled as well. But I would definitely say it is time for a new and updated antivirus program and a better regimen of updating at least weekly.
Okay.
Okie doke?
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good to me, too.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sam. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Want a better job? Easy. Just open up the classified section or go online. Look at all those jobs. Hundreds of jobs. You don't like the jobs you qualify for? And you don't qualify for the jobs you like? Well, then maybe you need to stop dreaming and start doing something about it. Come to Element K Business School, and we'll get you ready for some of the most in-demand jobs there are. IT systems administrator, computer programmer, web designer, office manager, executive secretary, bookkeeper, customer service representative. We'll help with one-on-one mentoring and even job placement assistance when you're finished with your education. And if money's a problem, Element K can also help with the financing. Call Element K Business School for more information. Call 240-7400 today or visit elementkcenter.com for the full story. Element K Business School. Real education. Real opportunities.
A vacation usually sounds like this. At Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport, a vacation sounds like this.
Woohoo! I'm driving free for a full year!
No joke. Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport is giving you a year-long vacation free from car payment. Free of interest. For 12 full months, all you do is go. You take your pick of any new 2002 Carlisle Mitsubishi Lancer,
Mirage,
Galant,
Eclipse, Diamante,
Montero,
or Montero Sport.
And without paying one red cent, you drive it away.
F-R-E-E
for a whole year.
Just imagine it.
Instead of making car payments, you could take a trip.
Invest your cash.
Improve your house.
Whatever.
For an entire year, you get to do whatever you want with your car payment money.
Except make a car payment.
Or if you prefer, Carlisle Mitsubishi can offer you 0% for 60 months on select 2002.
Or how about $2,000 rebate?
Yeah, I said rebate.
On an import.
With three of the most phenomenal money-saving options ever available on imports, it's no wonder they call Carlisle Mitsubishi at Fairport your dealer of choice. Call them today at 586-8080. Online at CarlisleAuto.com. Or check them out in person in Fairport, 1177 Fairport Road.
Now that Singular Wireless has introduced Singular Nation, the simplest calling plan in America, what do you have to say?
I have a very complicated life.
Mom, where do babies come from?
Family. Work.
See, the profit pocket and budget pocket aren't connected, so there's no money for raises. It's just different sides of the pants.
So, Singular Nation is really, it's a breath of fresh air. It's the only nationwide plan that's not loaded with doublespeak. I never pay long distance. I never pay roaming. It's simple. Unlike, say, telling my 18-year-old son that a career in music probably isn't going to work out.
But we did do the push! I'm bigger!
Self-expression is simple with Singular Nation. Sign up now and get 3,500 nationwide night and weekend minutes per month on select plans. Plus the new Motorola 120T, free with a $20 donation to Special Olympics. Two-year service agreement, credit approval, and activation required. Some restrictions apply. Call 1-866-SINGULAR.
Ah, see? Even the number's easy to remember.
America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180, WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Yes, I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Rob Linton, Speedy Rob, we're calling him now. During the break, the phones were all frozen up. He ran out of the room, way down the hall, reset the phones back in, took four lines of calls. Oh, man, this guy's good. We're back now, and we're talking to Sean from Honey, I Falls. Welcome, Sean. What's your question?
Hi, I got a couple little things.
Yeah.
First of all, is there any processor that you think works better with voice recognition software? And secondly, I'm getting a lot of viruses sent over to me, and they all have a .zip ending to them. And my Norton, which I keep up at least once, if not more than once a week, I get new definitions downloaded. It takes care of them, but they still get in through emails or something.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, ZIP is the most common file compression software, so virtually every file that goes through the internet is zipped to make it smaller so it takes less time to download.
Now, I'm afraid I don't use Norton. I use McAfee, and McAfee does let you search inside zip files. What you want to do is look through your Norton antivirus software and see if there's an option to search zip files.
Or it might say search compressed files.
Go search compressed files.
Okay.
As for your other question, voice recognition software requires an incredible amount of math. So you want to make sure you have a math chip, a system with a built-in math chip, that's not the Celeron or the Duron line. So you want a real Pentium or a real Athlon, that sort of fare.
And usually the higher end models that have a lot bigger L2 and even L3 cache,
right,
so it can store frequent instructions.
Right, the higher end model the better, and of course the faster the better.
Now Kurzweil makes dedicated speech recognition machines. That's one of their big industries.
Right.
All right. So a Pentium 4.
Oh yeah.
Should run that fine.
Should run that fine. Maybe
do you need
want
to specify any additional math processors?
No.
When you buy a computer, or will it just?
No, as long as you're using a real Pentium, it's got it built on board. Getting one with a bigger level 2 cache, they come in multiple sizes.
256, 512, 1
right,
gig.
Right, right. Of course, they're a lot more expensive. Level 2 cache is a lot more expensive than regular RAM. You also want a lot of regular RAM.
All right, and I've been using Dragon. Is there a system that might be even better than that?
601, really.
There's been sort of a shakeup in the industry lately.
Oh, that's true.
That LearnOut and NaSpeech, that no one can ever pronounce, so they just call it LNH, bought Dragon a few years ago and then declared bankruptcy. So it's sort of iffy as to what's going to happen in the whole speech recognition. But Dragon, actually speaking, is still considered among the best programs. IBM's ViaVoice is a strong up-and-comer.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next caller, Steve from Ogden. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
Okay, I've got Internet Explorer 5.0. In the address bar, when you click on the delta at the end and you drop down those addresses, how do you delete them?
Click on one and hit the delete key.
It doesn't work.
What version of Internet Explorer are you running?
5.0.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's in the history tab, isn't it?
Not really. The history tab is the history of where you've been, but it doesn't necessarily delete the drop-down box.
Yeah, because that's a combination of history and autocomplete, so it remembers
the
address
you've
been to. It's the
autocomplete. You can turn off autocomplete, and that might do it. But if you upgraded to 6, you would actually be able to click on them and delete them.
Oh, it would be better to update to 6 then.
Well, what version of Windows are you running?
98, second edition.
And how much memory do you have?
I think 96.
96 is kind of on the low end. 128 would be better, just in general, but certainly for 6.
Yeah.
Those are your choices.
You might try 5.5. You remember, Nick, if I added that?
But I don't know that you can download 5.5 anymore.
I think you can see it. You have to dig for it on their download site rather than in the Windows update.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you go to download.microsoft.com, you should be able to find the IE5.5 installer.
And that should do it for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks.
Thank you.
Our next caller is Jerry from Rochester.
How you doing, guys? First and foremost, great show.
Thanks.
Enjoy
it,
even though I only understand about 50% of what you actually talk about. But anyhow.
Keep listening. That percentage goes up.
And actually, I just checked Microsoft's Download Center. Internet Explorer 5.5 Service Pack 2 is number 2 on their top download list, right underneath IE6.
Cool. What's your question, Jerry?
Okay. I'm having a problem. I don't know whether or not my hard drive is starting to go out or whether or not I got a Trojan horse in there. The computer's starting to freeze up from time to time. Lately, whenever I'm turning a computer off, I get a funny kind of screensaver or background that I didn't put in there.
What's it look like?
Stars.
Real stars?
Well, like a space. A space background, I guess.
Hmm. What antivirus software are you running?
SystemWorks.
Norton.
Yeah, Norton.
And, okay. And have you updated it recently?
Oh, all the time.
Okay. It could be any one of a couple of things. The first thing I would suggest you do is remove the parts of SystemWorks you don't actually use.
I've already done that.
Okay.
I said, one thing that might be happening is, do you have a desktop picture?
Yes, I do.
And what sometimes happens is that Windows lets you set both a wallpaper pattern and then a picture on top of the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're shutting down, and actually you can see it before you're starting up, the picture doesn't load until later on. So when you start up, you're going to see the pattern, then the picture loads. When you're shutting down, the picture unloads and it goes back to the pattern. So maybe someone set a desktop pattern underneath your picture, and that's what you're seeing.
thing was, it never happened before. It started happening about a month ago.
First, before we get all nuts, though, let's check that. You can go in, you know, to the...
Right.
Okay,
right.
At least properties. Check to see if there's a background pattern set.
Even turn off your picture and see what happens.
Yeah, turn off your picture, see if that pattern...
Okay, I'll do that.
But beyond that, I would suggest... See, without knowing what those stars look like, are they moving or is it just...
Nope.
Is it patterns of regular, everyday five-pointed stars or just sort of a splotchy-looking thing?
Just dots.
Okay, again, Steve is right. It could be a background thing. It could also be a resolution change in your monitor. Have you loaded any sort of games or whatever?
No.
Okay. One thing I might suggest you do, if this other stuff doesn't work, is update the video driver.
Okay.
What resolution do you run the video at?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Try lowering it or lowering the number of colors. You might be overdriving the card.
Right.
That could be.
But I would suggest taking, you know, it could have gotten corrupted. It could, any one of a million things. But that's the next place I'd look at, because it may be that it's changing resolution as it, or, you know, somebody changed it on you.
Right. As far as the computer freezing up, though, which, like I said, was happening quite a bit more, does that point more towards the hard drive just wearing out?
It could be, but it, again, is more likely a freeze-up can often occur from the video driver being corrupted.
Okay.
It can also occur from a problem with your antivirus. Are you sure the antivirus software is running?
Yes.
And up to date. Make sure that the virus definition date is updated.
Yeah, just because it says it updated, check to see that it did.
The other thing, too, is I've
done that, and it looks fine.
Okay.
When you say it freezes, what's actually happening? Because maybe
just stops. The mouse won't move, nothing.
So I've seen that happen where it's a bad mouse. The computer's still working fine, but the mouse is broken, so the mouse cursor stops moving.
Right.
Even any of the other keys, nothing happens.
And the clock usually is another key. If the clock stops counting time,
That I don't know.
Right, but you can't do anything from the keyboard either.
Right.
It's definitely frozen, and I would start with the video driver.
Okay.
Because the two things that are going wrong both point to either something's gone wrong with some piece of hardware, and then that could be your video card or your memory.
Right.
Or it's the driver, and the driver's free. Do that first.
And it wouldn't hurt to do a thorough scan disk and let it run every block.
I did that, and that looked fine.
So, yeah, try this and let us know what happens.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jerry. Our next caller is Jeff from Ontario.
Good afternoon. In the device manager, there's an exclamation point. It says Intel Firmware Hub. And I can't figure out how to update what needs to be updated.
That's a resource on the motherboard, usually involving the USB drivers, I think.
Yeah. Why do you believe you need to update it?
Well, there's a yellow exclamation point there.
Okay. Start in your BIOS. You know, when you're booting up, it'll say press F2 to enter setup or Dell or whatever it is. Go into the BIOS and see if your USB ports are turned off.
Oh, okay. Because I reformatted and clean install Windows, and then that's when it started coming
up. Okay, that's a clue then. What motherboard do you have, and does it should have come with a disk of motherboard resources, all of the chips set built into the motherboard, and those drivers have to be loaded into Windows first.
Yeah, the resource disk I got was broken in half, so...
Yeah, there you go.
You need to
make contact with the manufacturer and get either another drive or download the drivers from their website.
Okay, there's no way to get it on the internet? Or?
That's what I said. If you get to their website, you may be able... I mean, I don't know. You know, it depends on the manufacturer. But if you try that first, obviously that'll be a little faster than waiting for the mail.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on Soundbites at 1180 WHAM.
Got a big job to do? Things to haul? People to carry? Trailers to tow? Looking for the perfect vehicle to do it all?
Help is on the way. Shimbari Chevrolet. Well, you'll find it at Jim Barnard Chevrolet in Churchville, the versatile Chevy Silverado. We have our largest inventory ever, including Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the new Silverado HD, along with crew cabs, four-door extended cabs, two-wheel drives, 4x4s, you name it. And if you want to save on Silverados,
help is on the way. Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
In June, you'll get a $2,000 rebate plus $500 bonus cash. That's $2,500, and we'll even throw in a GM bedliner at no extra charge. Buy a new Vortec V8 powered Silverado extended cab from just $19,598 or finance at 1.9%.
Help is on the way. Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
We've been here for 30 years, and we'll be there. Jim Barnard Chevrolet, Buffalo Road, Churchville.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in the United States. Nearly a million lives are lost to cardiovascular disease each year. In 2003, Americans will pay an estimated $300 billion in CVD-related medical costs and disability. You can make a difference. Join Clear Channel Radio at Galleon Sports and Outdoor Adventure in Marketplace Mall Saturday, June 8th for Heart Fest. We'll raise money for education and research to benefit the American Heart Association, fighting heart disease and stroke. Free blood pressure screenings, a chance at some great prizes, meet Olympic gold medalist Kathy Turner, and pledge your support at Heart Fest Saturday, June 8th from 10 till 5 p.m. at Galleon Sports and Outdoor Adventure in Marketplace Mall. Heart Fest is co-sponsored by University Cardiovascular Associates, Bird's Eye, a division of AgriLink, the Messenger Post Newspapers, Galleon Sports and Outdoor Adventure, Clear Channel Radio, and the American Heart Association. Call in your pledge of support right now to 1-877-209-2992. Volunteers are standing by.
What the hell are you doing, Melissa?
It's Dr. Laura.
We've already got potential in-laws who aren't happy. We've got a guy who's in the midst of turmoil. Is this bringing happiness and peace and security to your children?
No, I guess not.
You have no right to a love life. You have no right to a sex life. You only have a big responsibility.
Advice for life and a lot of tough love. Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
If it's happening in our town, you'll hear about it now. News Radio 1180 WHAM Rochester.
A Clear Channel radio station.
Rochester's award-winning news team. The Wham 5 o'clock news hour. Glenn Lambert.
Joe LaMonaco.
Alan Harris.
Randy Cortman.
Sherry Smith.
Brad Davies.
Susan Ashlock. Recognized as the best by the Radio Television News Directors Association with the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast. Dave Ross.
Paul Harvey.
The Technophile.
The Western New York Business Report.
The Wham Highway Patrol. Recapping a full day in under 60 minutes. The Wham 5 o'clock news hour.
Talent on loan from God.
Gotta say God.
Talent on loan from God.
You gotta really say God.
Talent on loan from God.
The most listened to radio talk show in America, Rush Limbaugh with Talent on Loan from God.
Rush, 2 till 5 on Wham. News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester.
CBS News, I'm Pamela McCall. No precise timeline from President Bush on the creation of a Palestinian state.
Here's the timetable I have in mind. We need to start immediately in building the institutions necessary for the emergence of a Palestinian state.
He's being urged to be specific by Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. The two met at Camp David this morning. President Mubarak says the U.S. should give Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat time to make peace work.
We should give this man a chance. We are working very hard with cooperation with the United States for the reform in the Palestinian Authority. Such a chance will prove that he is going to deliver or not.
Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon meets with Mr. Bush Monday in Washington. 67 people are dead after a bus crowded with Afghan refugees returning to their homeland plunged into a river. Rescue teams are searching for survivors. Afghan authorities say most of the victims were from six families. The desperate search for 14-year-old Elizabeth Smart, reportedly kidnapped from her Salt Lake City bedroom at gunpoint Wednesday, presses on. The latest from KSL reporter Ben Winslow.
Pilots will be flying over a large part of the state looking for any sign of Elizabeth Smart. Eric Olson says they hope to be able to see something from their vantage point that hundreds of volunteers on the ground may have missed.
Never know. You can actually see quite a bit from the air. A lot of law enforcement use aircraft for the same thing, so we're just doing mass numbers today.
The family continues to hold out hope that Elizabeth is alive and they'll find her. Salt Lake City police say all the leads they've gotten so far haven't panned out. Ben Winslow for CBS News, Salt Lake City.
A wildfire near Zion National Park in southwest Utah has burned across 1,500 acres and is threatening 20 vacation homes and 5 outbuildings. A Bureau of Land Management spokesperson says the Big Wash blaze has been erratic, jumping fire lines and growing larger after winds picked up. In California, 2,000 firefighters are battling wind-whipped flames near Green Valley, north of Los Angeles. 1,500 residents have been evacuated. War Emblem goes for the Triple Crown later today at Belmont Park. Reporter Dave Mock is at the track.
Racing fans have packed the Belmont backyard since mid-morning. Murph Barton of Philadelphia made sure to get to the track early.
It's unbelievable. It's great. We got here at 9. We thought we'd be, like, early people here. And we're, you know, it's already packed. We could hardly find a spot.
Barton said despite the chance to see War Emblem make history, his choice for the big race is Proud Citizen. With September 11th still a raw memory in New York, Proud Citizen's owners are donating their share of the Belmont winnings to the Twin Towers Fund. Dave Mock, CBS News, Elmont, New York.
In Paris, at the French Open final, Serena Williams beat older sister Venus 7-5, 6-3. This is CBS News.
If you're an arthritis pain sufferer who's looking for great savings on Jointritis Arthritis Pain Relief Ointment, the number one non-prescription topical pain reliever in drugstores, here's good news. On June 2nd, almost every Sunday newspaper in America will feature a manufacturer's coupon worth $3 off Jointritis Arthritis Pain Relief Ointment. When you take this manufacturer's coupon to many stores, you can combine it with the low prices they'll be offering on Jointritis during the week of June 2nd through the 8th. You'll be amazed at how much money you'll save on Jointritis, so you'll definitely want to stock up. Remember the dates. Sunday, June 2nd for the newspaper manufacturer's coupon worth $3 off Jointritis, and June 2nd through the 8th for additional savings on Jointritis. Jointritis All-Natural Arthritis Pain Relief Ointment with Maximum Strength Menthol for pain relief and triple skin conditioners Lanolin, Glucosamine, and Chondroitin. Use as directed for hours of relief when your minor arthritis pain flares up.
Good afternoon at 104. I'm Rob Linton with the WHAM News Update. Rochester firefighters pulled three people from a burning apartment early this morning. Crews were called to 1508 Lake Avenue just after midnight. The fire apparently started in a second floor hallway, trapping the three people inside. The cause of that blaze remains under investigation. One firefighter suffered minor injuries. Wyoming County authorities are investigating a fatal car crash that killed two men. Sheriff's officers say a local resident discovered the car in a wooded area near Humbert Street in the town of Java. Authorities believe the accident happened early yesterday morning. No names are being released until family members have been notified. The leader of the Rochester School Board is not happy about a report the district has made a $1 million mistake. Board President Joanne Grafridis says some teachers who were not the intended targets of an early retirement plan were the beneficiaries of a $60,000 buyout package. The idea behind the plan was to target employees 50 years of age and older, but the first notice on the plan didn't mention that age requirement. Congressman Thomas Reynolds was in the Rochester area today announcing his re-election to the newly formed 26th Congressional District. The Republican says it's not fair that New York lost both of its congressional seats from upstate. We'll have a check of radar weather next. WHAM News Time, now 105.
News, business, weather, sports. The WHAM Midday News with Bill Lau and Paul Harvey.
Good day.
News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Hard as I try, every time I shop at a Land's End Inlet, I forget to buy anything for that really important guy in my life. You know, best of intentions, then, oops, bought myself capri pants. Well, now I can make amends at the incredible Land's End menswear event. From June 6th to the 16th, your nearby Land's End Inlet has menswear that men wear at really great prices, like overstuffed dress shirts, ties, casual pants, just $12.50, plus 30% off already reduced prices on all other overstocked men's clothing, all guaranteed, period. You can even pick up a classic Land's End bestseller, like the mesh polo shirt, a really popular item straight from the catalog that you can see, feel, try, and buy for just $19.50. And And starting June 8th, buy two or more and save $250 on each mesh polo. So buy the guy in your life something great at the Land's End Menswear event, June 6th to the 16th at your nearby Land's End Inlet. So where can you find the Land's End Inlet? In Rochester, off I-390, take Highland Drive exit north to the Land's End Inlet on the northwest side of Marketplace Mall.
WHAM's radar weather forecast for Rochester and west of New York. A good deal of sunshine through the afternoon, mixing with some clouds later on, though. High temperature 75 to 80. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Perhaps a brief shower in some areas. The lows will be 55 to 60. And for tomorrow, variable cloudiness in the morning, but partly sunny by afternoon and warming to between 75 and 80. Partly cloudy, lows in the low 60s tomorrow night. And Monday, variable amounts of clouds and sun, perhaps a shower or a thunder shower. The high temperatures around the 80-degree mark. This is WHAM meteorologist Ken McKinley.
Nothing showing up anywhere in in-studio Rochester radar from News Source 13. Right now, downtown, partly cloudy skies, 75 degrees. More sound bites up next. I'm Rob Linton on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Running computer show, Soundbite, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
That's right. They haven't fixed that yet. I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Don't wait for Dave. He's not here. That's why see each other.
I wondered why that seat was empty.
There's no Dave here today. Dave's not here, man. And I've been waiting for an hour to say that. And Rob Linton is on the buttons. We're going to go back to the phone in just a moment. So if you're on the phone, please be patient for just a few more minutes. But first, I want to talk to you about something very important. The poll. What, do you think it was going to be like a plea for something? No, it's the poll. We have a poll on our website every week. That's soundbites.org. You can get there from wham1180.com. And this last week's poll was about the Soundbites store. Yes, it's true. We have a store online. Those of you who are Soundbites fanatics, and you know who you are, can buy all kinds of Soundbites tchotchkes, flying discs. We can't call them frisbees. That's a registered trademark of Whammo, but we can call them flying discs just in time for those barbecue weekends. And speaking of which, there's an apron, coolers, T-shirts, boxers, baby dolls, everything you could conceivably want with a Soundbites logo has a Soundbites logo. And you can get to this store from our main website, soundbites.org. But the poll itself last week, we had 167 votes. I want to thank each and every one of you individually. I particularly want to thank the 35 of you who love the store. 57 of you, that's 34%, said you probably wouldn't use it. And a whopping 45% or 75 votes that didn't even know we had a store. So we are hoping that you now know we have a store and that you'll go there and buy a million things. This week's poll is about one of our news items, Hotmail. 41 votes already. And the question is, do you use Hotmail? And the choices are as my main email program, as a backup email program, used to but don't now, and never. And currently on the Soundbites website with a whopping 42 votes, never is winning with 55% of the vote. So vote early, vote often. Well, you can't vote often, but you can vote early on our website, soundbites.org, and then stop into the Soundbites store and buy your special someone something special. And now back to the phones. We're talking to Jerry from Fairport. Welcome, Jerry. What's your question?
Hey, first of all, I have no idea about computers.
Okay.
I know very little, but went on vacation, was calling home, and kept getting a busy signal. And finally got a hold of my husband at work and said, what's going on? And he said that something was wrong with, he figured it out after checking all the phones, that something's wrong with our modem. Now, if I unplug the modem from the wall, I can get calls through at my house.
Uh-huh.
The modem works fine and then I just go down and plug it in and get back on the computer, which is kind of a pain. But we were on vacation when it initially happened, so wondering if you have any ideas of what...
Oh, yeah. I'll guarantee you I know exactly what happened.
Oh,
while you were on vacation, we had a multiple number of lightning storms.
Oh.
And what more than likely happened is that one of them zapped your modem. Now, if it had zapped it a lot, it would have taken it right out. It zapped it a little, so this is one of the many things that can happen. What it sounds like is your modem's not hanging up.
Right.
If it used to hang up, and you didn't change anything, and it won't hang up now, it's broken.
Does it also happen when the computer's shut down and turned off completely?
I've never turned it off completely. I've shut it down, but I've never, turned the power source off. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I haven't tried that.
It's possible.
No, it works fine when I just plug it into the wall.
Well, sure, because the part that's broken is the hang-up part.
Okay.
The rest of it works fine. So your choices are disconnect it when you're done using it or buy a new modem.
If you're really, really lucky, it could just be that the cables in the back of the modem got reversed. Well, that works. Most modems have two jacks on them, one that you're supposed to plug into the wall and one you're supposed to plug into your handset.
Okay.
If you reverse those, it sometimes doesn't work right. You try to pick up the phone and it doesn't work, or when you try to dial on the modem, it doesn't work. So check those. There's usually a little tiny picture of a telephone and a little tiny picture of a wall jack.
But she says it works fine, except that it doesn't hang up.
Yeah.
So it's less likely to be that than it is to be the fact that it got zapped.
You're thinking it just got zapped.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Sorry, Jerry.
New modem, or just continue just to keep plugging it in and...
The good news is that here at Soundbites, we give you a choice.
You give me a choice. You're the best.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
You too, Jerry.
Okay, bye.
Next caller at Soundbites, Barbara from Rochester. Welcome, Barbara. What's your question?
My question is, and I'm like that woman, I don't know a lot about computers.
That's why we're here for you, Barbara.
Do you have a store in Rochester?
No.
It's just
I don't, but Steve does.
Jesse Group. We're a local computer store selling Macs and PCs and peripherals and all related accessories.
And do you do repairs on computers and stuff like that?
Yes, we do.
Where are you located?
We're in Mendon, near the corners of Route 256. I'm sorry, 251 and 64.
Okay.
All those numbers. And our third compatriot, Dave Enright, also has a store in Brighton on Town Line Road near Winton.
But you can also hear about all our magnificent sponsors. If you continue to listen to the show, each and every one of them has a store which does also excellent work.
Okay.
I'm going to keep us from being kicked off the air.
Okay. All right. No, my question is, when I'm into email and doing an email, all of a sudden my computer will lock up and nothing works. You can't Alt-Control-Delete it, short of you have to shut it down and start all over and log up again.
What email program are you running?
Outlook Express.
Does it only happen in email?
No.
When does it also happen?
I think you can... I'm referring some of this because my husband's on the computer more than me.
Right.
I think sometimes if you're just in there doing something or researching something, it'll just all of a sudden...
So it always happens when you're online, but it doesn't happen when you're not connected to the Internet.
Right. And we do have McAfee virus, antivirus.
Right.
But we do update it, but my husband says it just tells him it's updated. He doesn't check the date, and I don't know how you go check the date.
Right, you should check the date every once in a while.
How do you do that?
If you run the... Well, there's a couple of different ways to do it.
The main program, if you go to Start, Programs... There should be a McAfee group, maybe a Network Associates group.
Okay.
Right.
And in there should be the McAfee Virus Scan Central, I think, is their main program.
Or it might be called Virus Scan Console.
Console, yeah.
Okay.
And from there, you can click on, for example, Update, and then you can click on File and look at the log.
Quite often, that main console window also tells you the date.
Okay.
That it last updated successfully, exactly right.
Okay.
But you're going to see all kinds of cool things from there, like, I went to update and it was the same as it used to be, so I didn't do anything. So it'll tell you those kind of things.
Okay.
But the freeze-up could be any one of a million things. How much memory do you have?
128.
Okay, and what version of Windows are you running?
98.
And what version of Internet Explorer are you running?
I don't know.
I knew I'd find a question she couldn't answer.
I have no idea.
Basically, what could be causing this is some sort of corrupted file somewhere. It could be a McAfee... you're running McAfee, you said?
Mm-hmm.
It could be a McAfee interaction if you're running an older version of the software, not the updated DAT files that tell you what viruses are out there, but the software itself...
Mm-hmm. The engine, they call
the
it.
The engine. You might want to think about updating to a newer version of the engine. I'm having that particular problem on my wife's machine at the moment.
How do you update the engine?
You buy a new version.
Well, sometimes okay,
but
you
this
can...
was bought online.
Well, sometimes you can download what they call the Super DAT, which is the engine and the definitions.
Right.
Okay.
If you have version 4 or version 5, something like that. Version 6 is the current version, 602, I think.
Right.
602. Okay.
But you can also check what version of Internet Explorer you're running. If you're in Internet Explorer, go to the Help menu, and the last command is about Internet Explorer.
Okay.
That will tell you what version it is. If it's 5, you want 501 Service Pack 2. If it's 5.5, you want Service Pack 2. If it's 6.0, Service Pack 1, I think.
I think we're in Service Pack 1.
But Microsoft continually releases updates to fix problems in their software.
Okay.
So you want to make sure you're running the latest version of whatever version you have.
Okay.
It could also be caused by something in your cache files. So if you go to Tools,
mm-hmm.
Internet Options, we're in the browser now.
Okay.
Tools, Internet Options, and you have a box with a lot of tabs on it. The first tab has three sections. The middle section is called Temporary Internet Files. And you can there's a button to delete the files. Delete all those files and see if that fixes the problem.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thank you very much. And I do read you in the paper, and I listen to you on Friday nights.
God bless you, Barbara. Thanks. We're going to take
great.
A quick break
Thanks.
So I can bask in my glory and rest on my laurels. But we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, me, Nick Francesco on the universe's longest-running computer call-in show, Sound Bites on 1180. WHAM.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazzola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service and its very reasonable cost fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
Chet Walker reminding you it's Canon Camera Month at Rowe Photo, and to kick it off, the Canon Camera team will join the pros at Rowe for a free clean and check of your Canon camera.
Rowe Solutions.
It's Canon Camera Month at Rowe, so you've got just 30 days to grab huge savings on all Canon cameras and accessories. Canon rebates will end in July, so you've got to hustle. Plus, have the crack Canon team at Rowe make certain your Canon camera is in top shape for summer, so you won't miss those history-making holiday and vacation shots. Canon Camera, clean and check, Friday in our Greece location and Saturday at Mount Hope, both days 9 till 4. Register to win a Canon L Sports camera, and check the special sale prices on all Canon lenses and cameras, including digitals.
Photo, video, audio. You'll find it all in a row. You'll find it all in a row.
It's Canon Camera Month at Rowe Photo. Huge savings, huge rebates. Don't miss it.
This is Action News reporter Jim Robinson. We're on the scene in Greece at the home of the Joneses. Mrs. Jones, what's the situation?
Well, ever since my husband bought the spa from Sunbeam, I can't seem to get him out of it.
Hey, can you get my razor and shaving cream? And, honey, the coffee mug's empty.
See? Look at the lawn. He hasn't cut it in weeks. He keeps mumbling. Neck jets. Foot jets. Ah! Can you talk some sense into him?
Mr. Jones, it seems like you're really enjoying your Sunbeam spa.
I love it. What, are you kidding me? It seats five people, has a lifetime warranty, and it was only $39.99.
Only $39.99 for all this?
They even ran a 220-volt electric line and got it inspected. Honey, where's my newspaper?
No wonder Sunbeam Pools is the area's largest spa dealer. Mrs. Jones, would you mind holding this microphone here? I'm just going to get in here myself and check it out.
Mrs. Jones, you wouldn't happen to have any chips inside, would you?
Don't miss Sunbeam Pool's summer spa sale. 7278 Route 31 in Fairport near Lollipop Farm.
Stop down to Cortese Ford on West Henrietta Road or Fairport Ford, Marsh Road. Sign up to win a pair of tournament clubhouse passes for the Wegmans Rochester LPGA Tournament, June 17th through the 23rd. See Hollywood's biggest stars on the big screens at Rochester's Regal Cinemas.
Regal Cinema Eastview Mall. Regal Cinema Culver at Ridge. Regal Cinema Henrietta.
Stadium seating.
Dolby Digital Sound.
Gift certificates available anytime from the box office.
Discount passes available for large groups.
Stop by the concession stand. When you buy two regular-sized drinks and a large popcorn, you get candy free.
Check your local listings to see what's playing and the show times.
Then spend a night at the movies at the Rochester Regal Cinemas. You're treated like royalty at Regal Cinemas.
America's longest-running computer radio show is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. $50,000 watts. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
It's true, I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And eeny meeny's on the buttons here. We used to call him Rob Linton, but now the way he's poking around that board going eeny meeny miny, this one, he'll be eeny meeny from now on. And we're going back to the phones, or not. That's entirely up to EM, as we speak of him. And talking to Pat from Gaines, New York.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
How are things in Gaines?
Oh, nice and sunny. The wife's mowing the lawn.
All right.
What's your question before she comes in and rips your heart out?
I've got a PC here. It's got Windows 98 second edition on it. The message I'm getting is disk I.O. error.
Ouch.
It says replace disk and press any key. So I put the boot in there, and it takes about 15 minutes, and then it comes up saying starting Windows 98. And then it says it's failing to read the hard drive.
Oh, yeah. I hate to tell you this, but you've got one of two problems. A bad hard drive controller.
Uh-huh.
Or a bad hard drive.
Or yeah. Very remotely a bad cable.
Very remotely it could be a bad... Or it could just be... Did you recently move this machine?
Well, actually it was moved from the owner's place to mine. He brought it over in his truck.
Excellent. I say excellent.
Yeah.
It could be that the bouncing around damaged the hard drive. It is more likely, however, that the bouncing around dislocated one of the cables connecting your hard drive to your system.
No, I checked the inside. It's fine.
Okay, then. It's possibly, if it bounced around enough, it could be a damaged hard drive.
Well, he was having problems before. That's why he brought it to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So
you can try...
Friends like that you don't really need.
Yeah. You can try a thorough scan disk. Let it scan every block.
Assuming you can get to the hard drive.
It won't even respond to DOS commands, so...
Yeah, so it's...
Booting from the floppy disk?
It won't. Even it'll display the floppy directory, but it won't boot from the floppy.
So you mean it won't go to the hard drive?
Huh?
You mean it won't get to the hard drive?
Right.
If you type in C:, it can't find it?
Nope.
If you've opened the machine and made sure that all the cards are pressed down tight inside their sockets...
Yes, I have.
And you made sure that the connector from the cable from the hard drive to the motherboard is tight at both ends...
Yes.
And it's very likely a bad hard drive.
Here's a thought. It could be a bad battery, which means the CMOS got lost, which means it doesn't know what kind of hard drive it is.
That's a possibility.
If you go into your BIOS, make sure that the hard drive is set up correctly. It's either set to auto and it recognizes the right kind. Or
everything's set as far as that goes.
And if you go into the BIOS, it's got the right time and date?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
All right,
I'm sorry.
We're trying the cheap and easy fixes for...
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think we're back to the hard drive.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Time for a bigger one.
Right, that's it. This is God's way of telling you get a bigger hard drive. And now, the moment we've all been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen, Argyle.
Meeny, miny. It's this one. Look at, I got a comment, a gloat, and a problem.
Holy cow, he's hitting it all today. What's up?
Look at, the comment first is on printer inks, okay?
Yeah.
I sat in on a, actually it was a legal deposition between one of our good companies here in town and a company that was, they were developing an inkjet printer and these people were developing the ink.
Yeah.
And found out that inks are, you know, we all think that they're, you know, they're real cheap for per ounce of ink that goes in an inkjet, but
yep.
what goes into engineering the ink was absolutely amazing. One chemist was there and he basically summed it up. He said inks for inkjet printers are like horses for courses. There's some that run good, there's some that run bad, there's some that run don't run at all. So if you get a generic ink and inject it into your little model right there, what you do to the printhead is 100% going to be up to you.
I knew right. I knew a guy that went to a stationery store and bought a bottle of fountain pen ink.
Scripps.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
You know, and what he's getting is he's getting cheap ink, but what kind of quality of his print is he getting, and what kind of damage is he doing to the machine? But,
right. That's exactly what I said. You know, if you kill a $200 print head to save yourself a buck in ink, who wins?
Really? Exactly. Okay. Here's my my gloat. Okay?
There you go.
I'm sitting out here on my front porch with my PowerBook on wireless. You know, and I've got the soundbite site up. And the problem that I got is the guy next door just started to mow his lawn. So he's, but here's the question. Is there a problem between 802.11b and 900 megahertz phones?
No.
No.
The 802.11 runs at 2.4 gigahertz. So there's a problem with 2.4 gigahertz phones, which a lot of the fancier, more expensive phones are. Fortunately, there's 11 channels allocated to wireless. And if you go into your wireless setup, and on the PowerBook, it's the airport admin utility, you can change the channel it's on and try a different channel. Just like most portable phones, you can change what channel it's on.
Okay, so no problem with 900 megahertz, but there are 2.4 gigahertz,
yeah.
Portable phones?
Yeah.
Absolutely, lots of them. It's an unregulated band, so anybody can use it for anything they want. There are also radio control toys in the 2.5 gigahertz band.
Oh. Well, I got to go hunt down my neighbors now.
And right. Some of them may have, you know, if they bought a phone that they want to be able to use at the very butt end of their backyards, or one of them's got a, you know, one of those remote control tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can get on ThinkGeek. I want one. Any listener who'd like to send me one, God bless you. Or two, actually, because so one doesn't do you a lot of good, but two, they can have laser battles.
The helium blimp we found last
I week. Love the helium blimp. But the point here is, Argyle, that in fact, yeah, there are a lot of devices using the 2.5 gigahertz band, and you need to find a different channel.
Is it possible then to switch channels with the airport, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the airport setup utility.
Oh, excellent.
Pick one of the, what, nine?
11, I think it
11.
Is.
11.
Okay, well, look, I detect a breeze here, so I'm just going to lay back. So.
Oh, you stink on ice. Thank you very much, my friend. We'll see you soon. We're going to take a quick break now and go find him with baseball bats. Back in a couple of minutes with Steve Ray, Eeny, Meeny, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Rochester's award-winning news team, the Wham 5 O'Clock News Hour. Glenn Lambert, Joe LaMonica, Alan Harris, Randy Corbin, Sherry Smith, Brad Davies, Susan Ashline, recognized as the best by the Radio Television News Directors Association with the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast. Dave Ross, Paul Harvey, The Technophile, The Western New York Business Report, The Wham Highway Patrol, recapping a full day in under 60 minutes. The Wham 5 O'Clock News Hour.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education, Government, and Legal Partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
I got one.
It's huge.
Now hold on, man. Reel it in. Don't jerk it.
The line's gonna snap.
I can see it.
What kind of fish is it?
That's no fish.
The big taste of jumbo shrimp is back at Red Lobster. Yay. Mix and match any two mouth-watering flavors. Crunch fried, crispy coconut, or savory scampi. 12 jumbo shrimp for just $12.99.
Quick, put on your...
Safety strap.
Jumbo shrimp are here for a limited time. Red Lobster, go overboard.
Mo, there's a difference between women and men.
That's an understatement.
Go on, Nanny. Moms don't get excited about getting a 2-ton hydraulic floor jack for Mother's Day.
We've got them for only $14.88.
But give Dad a portable air compressor from Pep Boys for Father's Day and he can get almost misty-eyed.
We've got great things for dads, like gift certificates and tool sets.
We're a toy store for car dads.
I'm guessing an engine hoist isn't high on a mom's wish list.
Like you said, Manny, there's a difference between women and men.
Pep Boys. We're car people.
Yes, you too can send the great taste of Zweigel hots anywhere in the USA. Zweigel's famous white hots and red ones, too. Send 6 pounds or more anywhere in the USA proper, and they'll arrive within 3 days. Freshness guaranteed. Zweigel's. Quality started since 1880. Go online to WHAM1180.com. Click on the Zweigel's logo, follow the easy ordering instructions, and your delicious gift will be on its way. It's easy to send the great taste of Zweigel's. Click on WHAM1180.com or call 235-7860.
Some original thinking by Starbucks barista Bob Glenn.
My idea of a Starbucks experience is a sense of community. I love people, and what working at Starbucks has allowed me to do is get involved in people's lives more directly. What I think is so great about Starbucks coffee being available in the grocery store now is that Starbucks selects the coffee, roasts the coffee, packages the coffee to enjoy it, and not just to enjoy it necessarily by yourself, but really to enjoy it with other people.
Your favorite Starbucks coffee. At grocery, at home, at last.
This is your 30-second Vanguard insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com and invest in our way of investing.
Call for prospectus for more information and read it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Rob Linton is on the buttons, and we are handing out free clues. All you have to do is give us a call, and we're going to speak now to Dan from Rochester. Welcome, Dan. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Enjoy your show.
Thank you so much.
I have a 96 vintage Sony Vaio 166. Originally started out with Windows 95 on it. I've upgraded to Windows 98 second edition. Also added a couple of hard drives over the years. There's a 8 gig and a 30 gig Western Digital hard drives in them.
Right.
Problem I'm having is with all the upgrades and kids, teenagers tinkering with this and that.
Oh, you're doing.
The system is just not working right. I can't, I've also added a CD burner, and recently the CD burner, even though I can read from it, I can't write to it any longer. Numerous software problems. Biggest problem right now is with antivirus. I run Norton Internet Security Family Edition, and it will not update. I have tried uninstalling and reinstalling the software, and after uninstalling, apparently there is still some vestiges of the software in there,
yeah,
and it won't allow me to reinstall. Is there an easy way around that, or am I looking at wiping the hard drive and starting from scratch?
Well, considering all the things you're having trouble with, it seems to me the easiest solution for you to solve them all at once is to reformat your hard drive and start from the get-go again.
I know people that do that every 6 months just for the principle of it.
Sure, just because you have to. But it is, seriously, I think that that's probably your best bet at this point. Certainly make sure that all your documents, all your favorites, you know, anything you saved on that C drive,
yep,
are backed up in two places.
Which might be tricky if your CD writer isn't working.
Well, but you're right. At least certainly save them to your D drive, and then certainly also, if you can, save them to floppy, send them over the internet to somebody, you know, can't burn a CD, so... But I would suggest you do that and then just go for it. Maybe even to feel completely and perfectly safe, disconnect the D drive and then reformat the C, you know, do a fresh clean install, reformat and everything. And go from there. Then of course you'll have to reinstall your software again. But the thing is, now you know you've got a clean bedrock system.
Right.
Until it gets messed up again.
Until it gets messed up again. But
yeah, you've got to pass the fun of it.
Right.
Well, the one thing I'm really not sure of myself with is when I get into reloading things, reloading the operating system,
right,
to get a clean reload, the system is looking for... Both of my Windows 98 softwares are upgrades. I originally upgraded to 98 first edition, and then right, upgraded again the second edition, and they're both upgrade versions of the software.
In that case, what you'll need is the original Windows 95 CD or boot disk, and then when it says, as it's going along, at some point it'll come up and say, I need proof that you own a legitimate copy of Windows. Stick that CD or boot disk in, point to it, and it'll read that information and then go merrily on its way.
Now, is your 98 second edition disk, is it the first to second upgrade, or is it the straight second upgrade?
That was the second upgrade. I first upgraded from Windows 98 first edition, but that was also an upgrade version.
Right, but there were two different ways to get second edition. One was a $20 package from Microsoft that was just the second edition changes.
No, this was a full-blown
full $100. Yeah, so you can skip the first edition and just install second edition.
And like, okay, I said, at some point it will ask you for proof that you owned a legitimate copy of Windows. Then you give it the 95 disk and you're on your way.
All right, I'll try that.
Go for it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dan. Our next caller at Soundbites is Brian from Fairport. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
Hey, guys. Good to see you.
Thank you so much.
I had a comment about the guy that was freezing and seeing stars.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve stole my answer. CR2032. What do you think?
That's one of the more common batteries for motherboards.
Yeah, I think that's what you need. That might have its own thing in the seeing the stars. I think that's the space flying through space screensaver just going wacky.
It's certainly not impossible. That's one of the things we asked them to check. Thanks.
Okay, and I have 98 second edition. My question is about XP and whether or not I should upgrade, because my specific question is, can you partition your hard drive with XP with no DOS, and what happens if you crash and you don't have the floppy disk to go to DOS prompt?
You cannot go to DOS prompt.
Right.
Get over it. You can certainly partition the drive if you want to. These days, particularly with XP, there's much less reason to. One of the big reasons to partition, well, there were two. One is that you couldn't see, your BIOS wouldn't let you see that big a hard drive. And the second was that it meant less disk fragmentation.
The cluster size.
The cluster sizes were important.
Well,
but XP uses NTFS, which is a whole new ball game. All the stuff you knew about disk sizes and fragmentation are much different in the NTFS than they were in DOS.
And FAT32 fixed a lot of that.
And fixed a lot of that
ones
to begin with, so there's a lot less need to worry about that.
Well, the reason I want a D drive is, you know, I put Windows System and McAfee and Zone Alarm on C, and then everything else on D. In case I crash, I just have to work with C.
Great. In that case, you can certainly do that, but there is no DOS prompt to get you to D. And indeed, you cannot boot up with a DOS disk, because DOS does not recognize NTFS partitions.
So if you crash, are the drivers there on the CD-ROM? You know how the startup disk used to load the CD-ROM drivers?
Right. If you've got the full version, well, it depends on what system you have. Most new systems don't need drivers to boot from the CD.
Okay.
And if you have one of those, you're golden. And that is what Microsoft, in fact, expects you to have.
And the XP install disk has an option for repairing a damaged XP if that's what made it crash in the first place.
So as long as you can boot, you're done.
Okay, so is XP faster than 98SE?
Yes, it is also more stable. That's damning with faint praise.
Or the downfalls.
Right.
You need a bigger processor and more RAM.
Well, I'm all set there.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you can run it, you should run it. It is a more stable operating system. And let's face it, all the new stuff that comes out is going to be written specifically for XP.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Our next caller on Soundbites, Angela from Bergen. Welcome, Angela.
Hi. I have a question about my CD-ROM drive. It doesn't seem to be recognizing, like, when there's a CD put into it, especially audio. Like, sometimes I have to press it in and out, like, several times before it recognizes it. And audio, totally, it doesn't recognize anymore. So.
Okay. It is possible, assuming, how old is this machine?
About 2 years old.
Okay, it's not really likely that the CD-ROM is dying, although it's certainly possible, and if it is, they're $20 now or $30.
Okay.
But the first thing you might want to try doing is buying a CD cleaner kit.
Okay.
There's actually two kinds. There's the drive cleaner and the disc cleaner.
Okay.
When it doesn't recognize things, is it every type of CD or just one or two specific CDs?
It seems to recognize programmed CDs more than it does, like, audio. Like, totally now it stopped recognizing them. Like, I can put it in and push it in, like, 100 times, and it doesn't recognize there's anything in there. But program, after one or two times, it seems to, like, start it up. But audio, it's totally gone.
Okay, couple of things then. What version of Windows are you running?
98SE.
Okay, what you want to do is go to my computer.
Okay.
Right-click on the CD icon.
Okay.
And from the drop-down menu, select Properties. One of the choices somewhere in there is autoplay.
Okay.
On or off. And you want to make sure that autoplay is turned on.
Okay.
If you were to put in a CD, a music CD.
Yeah.
And double-click on the drive icon, would it open it up and you could see the files as if they were not music but regular files?
No, it tells me there's nothing inserted in the...
Now we're back to...
a dirty lens or a bad drive.
Okay.
Right. Now we're back to that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But those are your choices. Start with cleaning the lens. That's, you know, a cheap fix if that's what it is. Buy the lens cleaner, CD lens cleaner kit. That's particularly important if you have animals or someone in the house smokes or...
Yeah,
you know,
I have animals, so...
there you go. So it's very possible that that's what it is.
And I just have one other question. With the last caller with the XP, the Windows XP, how big of a hard drive and stuff would you need to run that?
They recommend 128 meg of RAM.
Okay.
So we recommend more.
Okay.
And they recommend, I believe, a minimum of a 10-gig hard drive. That's okay.
So,
but more is still better.
So I have 128 megarams and a 10-gig. Would that be a bad idea to upgrade to that?
No. It will not be as efficient as if you had more RAM.
Okay, I see.
And it also depends on how fast your processor is and how good your video card is.
Okay, I see.
So you want at least a 350 megahertz processor, more is better.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. Okie doke, thank you, Angela.
Basically, we like to say a gigahertz processor, a gig of RAM, and 100 gig hard drive.
You got it. You got it. We're going to take a quick break while you run out and buy that. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, who's on vacation. So we won't be back. We're going to be back. So long. It's Wham. It's Soundbites. We'll talk to you in a minute. Who cares?
America's Money Show, Money Talk with Bob Brinker. Saturdays and Sundays at 4 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Want a better job? Easy. Just open up the classified section or go online. Look at all those jobs. Hundreds of jobs. You don't like the jobs you qualify for? And you don't qualify for the jobs you like? Well, then maybe you need to stop dreaming and start doing something about it. Come to Element K Business School, and we'll get you ready for some of the most in-demand jobs there are. IT systems administrator, computer programmer, web designer, office manager, executive secretary, bookkeeper, customer service representative. We'll help with one-on-one mentoring and even job placement assistance when you're finished with your education. And if money's a problem, Element K can also help with the financing. Call Element K Business School for more information. Call 240-7400 today or visit elementkcenter.com for the full story. Element K Business School. Real education. Real opportunities.
Have car dealers turned you down for a loan?
Told you that with your bad credit,
bankruptcy,
late payments,
bad checks,
slow credit,
you've got to settle for some junky car?
Then listen up.
When other dealers can't,
Carlisle Mitsubishi can.
Carlisle can.
Get virtually anyone financed. Just log on to CarlisleAuto.com or call 888-MY-NEW-CAR now.
Carlisle can.
Have you driving a brand new Mitsubishi Lancer,
Galant,
Eclipse, Diamante,
or Montero
with absolutely no down payment,
no interest,
no payments of any kind for one full year,
even with your credit pass.
Just log on to CarlisleAuto.com or call 888-MY-NEW-CAR now.
Carlisle can
give you the option of owning a brand new Mitsubishi or a like new import
or low mileage domestic car,
truck,
van, or SUV.
At Carlisle, you don't settle.
You choose.
Carlisle can
have you driving the car of your dreams today.
Don't let anyone tell you you can't.
With Carlisle Mitsubishi, you can.
Just log on to CarlisleAuto.com or call 888-MY-NEW-CAR now.
Or stop into Carlisle Mitsubishi, BC 1177 Fairport Road today.
Hello, I am Dr. Jeff Wyatt, the Seneca Park Zoo veterinarian, and I am speaking to you today about a very important issue. Our zoo needs to be improved. There is a modified plan before the county legislature that will do just that. We owe it to our animals to give them the space and care they deserve by providing new habitat and a modern zoo animal hospital. The African elephants, Jenny C. and Lilac, the orangutans, we are the only zoo in New York State to exhibit these animals. If we cannot breed the African elephants, they will no longer be seen in North America within 40 years. Without an approved plan, we are at risk of losing our zoo because our national accreditation would be in jeopardy, a standard of excellence that zoos recognize across the nation. Other significant animal losses are possible. To save your zoo, contact your county legislator and urge them to vote yes on June 11, or visit www.senecazoo.org. Please call the Seneca Park Zoo Society at 336-7200.
This message was brought to you by Friends of the Zoo.
Is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
We are back. I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And Rob Linton is on the buttons. We are taking your phone calls here on Soundbite.
Before we go back, Nick was mentioning off the air a new website, Think Geek, where you can buy all kinds of cool geek toys.
Yeah.
We're just going through the t-shirts now. Bow before me, I am Root.
My favorite is they have little onesies for babies that say child process. So I guess you have to be a serious geek to even know what that means. But you can go there second after you've gone to the Soundbite store, which you can get to from our website, soundbites.org. And Francis wants me to remind you that Soundbites with a Y. Our next caller is Greg from Chi-Li. Welcome, Greg. Greg, what's your question?
Hi, guys. I'm having a problem here. I installed a new motherboard and processor in my system yesterday night, and I went from a Intel motherboard with a 200 megahertz processor up to a Athlon Slot A 650 megahertz processor.
Well, you should be a happy little camper.
Yeah. The problem I'm having, though, is it seemed to recognize everything okay, and it booted up partially, and then it would get to a place and would go, a blue screen would come up and say, an error has occurred, press enter to continue, and it would pop up some error there.
But it let you continue?
Yeah, you hit enter there, and it would load the rest of your Windows.
The error message probably gave you a file name it couldn't find, or there was a problem with. You need to find that file name and replace that file.
Right.
If it doesn't let you continue, there's something big wrong.
Something, right, if it lets you continue, then it's found some non-fatal error. It's letting you know so that you can fix it and then moving on.
Okay.
So you can actually run the system once it comes up.
Yeah, but, I'll start trying to run different programs and it would just reset. Windows would reset.
There you are. When you get that error message, it should say on the first, second line, or you might have to go into details, Well, if there's a details button, that will tell you the file that's having the problem.
It just gives me like an error, 0D colon 0FEB.
In module something at command something, it should give you a name in there.
No. Right. It should say in module something.
VXD something.
Right.
What's it say?
VXD?
No. It just gives me an error like this, and it doesn't tell me a program or nothing like that.
Is there a details button?
No.
You got to turn your radio off. I'm having a little trouble hearing.
Is that our board again?
I don't have it on.
Okay, yeah. Then it's not you. All right, if there's no error message, does this happen?
It'll tell me there's like, you know, error 0D colon 0FEB colon 000B666.
And it usually says occurred in module something at kernel something.
I'm not sure.
Usually.
I'm going to try to run a program.
Next time,
What happens is I'll try running different programs, and boom, it just resets. And then
I'll tell you what, I hate to move on, but if write down the entire error message and join us on our forum boards.
Okay.
And put it in there, and we'll see if we can answer the question there. You can get to the forum boards from soundbites.org and go to the forums. There's a link to it. Join. Whenever you join, please put what city you're coming from, just so we can put another pin in a map, and put it in there with the full error message. We'll see if we can get it from there.
Okay.
Okey-doke.
Go to soundbites.org and go to your forum.
You got it.
And then put as much details as I can.
Yeah, put the whole error message in. Well, I don't need all the numbers, but all the verbiage.
Okay.
Okey-doke.
All right.
Thanks. Our next caller, Benjamin from Chi Lai. Welcome, Benjamin. What's your question? Oh, we're staying in Chi Lai.
I've been having some trouble with ScanDisk. Apparently there's some process on my system that's accessing the hard drive, and I can't find it.
Yeah, so it goes to 10% and dies.
Right.
Yeah. That's the world-famous ScanDisk FindFast error.
Well, there's also... Well, go ahead with FindFast, but there's a myriad of other processes that you can't control.
Right. But generally speaking, there are a couple that do this. If you have Microsoft Office...
No.
You don't?
No, I have Sunstar Office.
Oh, how do you like it?
It's all right.
Yeah,
it's great for the money.
Did you ever have Microsoft Office?
No.
Okay.
Well, actually...
Maybe.
Scratch that. I have a Microsoft 97 Word Viewer.
Okay, that shouldn't do it. But what you want to do is go and see if, maybe, what you want to do is go into the control panel and see if there's a program called FindFast. If there is, stop each and every one of the indices. Then, after they're stopped, delete them, and then say stop and exit.
So this is just add remove programs?
No. It's in the control panel, and it's called FindFast. If you have that, that's what's causing that problem. The other thing that can be causing that problem is your antivirus software.
Yeah, I need to get that.
You don't have any? Then it may well be that you have a virus.
Okay, and I don't have FindFast.
The easiest way to run ScanDisk or even Defrag is in Windows Safe Mode, which then shuts down all the background processes you don't know about and you can't control anyway.
Right, and if this still happens, you definitely have a virus.
Okay, how do I get into Safe Mode?
While the system is beginning to boot, you have just a tenth of a second window where you see starting Windows 98 or whatever.
After the memory count up.
After the memory count up, basically just as soon as the memory finishes counting up, start rapidly tapping on the F8 key.
F8. Okay.
And don't stop until you see the menu. And then choice, I think, 6 maybe.
Okay.
Is safe mode.
One of them says safe mode.
Yeah.
If you're running Windows 98 or 98 Second Edition, if you hold down the control key while it starts up, that goes into the menu as well.
Okay.
Okey-doke.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Our next caller, Bill from Rochester. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. I spoke to you last night about a laptop.
Okay.
But I have a question. I bought a regular desktop about 6 months ago, a new one.
Right.
And it's got Windows XP and everything.
Yep.
And nobody seems to give you a disk I was talking about Gateway. I went there, and they give you a disk for every program that they have installed on there.
Yep.
And they seem to be about the only one or something.
Yeah. Most places don't, because it is cheaper for them not to. That's the bottom line.
They give you a single restore disk that has everything on it, and you restore by erasing the hard drive.
Right. And that fulfills their contract with Microsoft, and that's all that counts. They've some of them you don't even get that. Some of them, all those programs are on the hard drive.
I got nothing when I bought the computer. I mean, I got the computer, but I mean, no disk or anything.
Well, there's often a utility that's in the gateway section of programs. The programs, you know, you go to start programs.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a section of gateway stuff, and one of them will be a utility that lets you make disks, boot disks, and
well, this was Hewlett Packard. I bought 6 months ago, where right. I got.
Then it's Hewlett Packard. I mean, they'll have a section of their own that does the same thing.
Oh.
The whole point of this is that it saves them money and puts the onus on you to make sure that you're ready to go.
Okay, so where do I go?
Under programs, and then you'll see like a little HP section of some sort.
HP utility.
And we have to go,
okay.
So I'm afraid that we're done for another week. I want to apologize to everybody whose call we did not get to. Please call back again next week or check us out Friday night on our news on Time Warner Cable in the city on Channel 9. Definitely come to our Soundbites website. That's Soundbites with a Y, and you can buy stuff at the store and vote in the poll and get on the forums and tell us where you're from and ask your questions. I want to thank Steve Ray, and I definitely want to thank Rob Linton for being a good sport today. I'm Nick Francesco. We will see you next Saturday right here on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.